Even without a pandemic keeping you inside, odds are you'd be catching up on a lot of TV and movies over the holidays. There's never been more to watch or more streaming platforms to subscribe to. But believe it or not, there's going to be so much more next year. Giant companies such as Disney and Warner Brothers are adding to their arsenal, and smaller contenders like Discovery Plus are joining the fray. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now to talk about what's next in the so-called streaming wars as 2020 draws to a close. Hello, Eric.
Hi.
Are these companies expanding so much because the pandemic has created such a demand, or would they have done so anyhow?
Yeah, I think they would have done so anyhow. We knew a long time ago that Apple and Disney and Warner Media and NBC Universal were all going to be creating streaming platforms so that they could take these shows that they owned away from Netflix. But once the pandemic hit, it just made it even more obvious that they had to funnel more of their resources towards streaming and funnel more of their projects towards streaming. And different companies have handled that in different ways.
So let's look at how Disney's handling it. It announced it would spend up to $16 billion with a B dollars on new projects for its streaming services. We can hear a bit of a trailer for one of them now. It's a new show centered around a fan favorite supervillain, Loki.
You're taking me somewhere to kill me.
No, I'm taking you someplace to talk.
Well, I don't like to talk.
But you do like to lie, which you just did. Because we both know you love to talk.
Donkey. Disney isn't the only one with big plans. Warner Brothers is going to be debuting all its 2021 movies on HBO Max at the same time they release to movie theaters. How much are these moves game changers?
Well, the Warner Brothers announcement was a huge deal. I think that's going to create an expectation amongst the audience that they will have quicker access to movies that are in theaters on streaming services. And I think that's why one reason why so many people in the movie industry are angry at Warner for that move, because they didn't really consult with them before they made this decision. And now it could be a seismic change in the window between a movie being at a theater and a movie being available on a streaming service.
Well, it seems like everybody's keeping an eye on Netflix, and Disney is streaming original material. It has in the works the Star Wars TV show Mandalorian, an immensely popular show. Disney announced many new Star Wars projects, including the upcoming film Rogue Squadron, and they teased it in this promotional trailer with the director, Patty Jenkins.
I grew up the daughter of a great fighter pilot, and every day I would wake up and go outside and look up and see my father and his squadron taking off in their F-4s. So when he lost his life in service to this country, it ignited a desire in me to turn all of that tragedy and thrill into one day making the greatest fighter pilot movie of all time.
And the clip, you could hear the Velcro there. It ends with Jenkins donning a space pilot outfit and walking toward an X-Wing, the iconic Star Wars ship. Do you think that Disney can replicate the success of The Mandalorian with projects like this one?
Well, it's interesting. So Disney actually announced, I think, something like 9 different Star Wars projects that would be on streaming and 2 movies, including the one that Patty Jenkins is working on. It seems like they developed a process with The Mandalorian that could be a template that they could use to develop these other Star Wars series. Certainly, it seems like that streaming version of Star Wars is much more creatively exciting than some of the theatrical films that we saw. Disney's leaning into that, and they're creating more projects, and we'll just have to see how that goes.
Does this leave any room for smaller streamers like Discovery Plus? Can they compete with the big guys?
So if you're looking at these lesser-known streaming services like Discovery Plus, AMC is has started one called AMC Plus, they will have to offer material that you can't get somewhere else. I think it's a situation where the consumer is actually going to have a lot of great material. You just can't let yourself be intimidated by all the choices you have out there. And you have to figure out a strategy that makes sense for sampling it all.
Yeah, I mean, it is intimidating. There are so many to choose from. And if you don't feel like churning out more money for yet another one, even if it's just a month subscription, what are you to do? What do you suggest?
Well, you know, I did a story a long time ago, a year ago now, about how to put together a streaming strategy. It's on NPR.org. So if you did a search on my name, Deggans, and then streaming strategy, and then NPR, you probably find the link. And I think my recommendation now is the recommendation I made back then, which is, you know, you generally have to find a couple of streaming services that might be your base camp, and then pick and choose the things that make sense to add to your little collection of streaming services. And if you find you're not watching something, you know, with a click of a button, you can stop the subscription and you're not paying for it anymore.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
Always a pleasure.